Welcome to the Countdown Podcast. We're going to review Lightyear for you. My name's Wayne.
And my name is Paul. Strange with then for this brand new Pixar film which hits cinemas around the world. And it is directed by Angus McLean, as from a screenplay by Jason Headley and Angus McLean. Mm-hmm. And a story based on those two and Matthew Aldrich. It stars Chris Evans as the titular character, Kiki Palmer, Peter Son, James Brolin, Taika Waititi, and Dale Soulis. Yeah, that sounds... Oh, and Isaiah Whitlock Jr. Do you know who that is, Wayne?
Yeah, that name really rings a bell. Who's he?
She.
Oh, shit, from The Wire. She.
Yeah, he's the guy who ends up becoming the boss of the station. I wondered if you picked up on that. This is a 105 minutes long from, obviously, Walt Disney Studios, which Pixar is a part of. And the budget, Wayne, what do you reckon it was?
Oh, well, we got Captain America, we got Pixar. But it was a pandemic, and I bet you he did it while he's from home. So I reckon, what do you say? Shit, 110?
$200
million! Fuck off, really?
It's around about the budget of Jurassic World Dominion, so yeah.
Hang on, $200 million for this animated one?
Wikipedia is telling me about $200 million. No. Wow. Let's find out whether it was worth it or not, Wayne. What is Lightyear about?
Okay, Lightyear. Legendary space ranger Buzz Lightyear crash lands with his crew on some dangerous-ass planet and is stranded there, all of them. So he has to go on some big-ass mission to try and get everyone home with his awesome robot cat, Sox. And then he comes up against the evil big-ass robot, Zurg, who also has a robot army and a huge-ass spaceship. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, all right. That's pretty much it. Wayne, then, without any further ado, what do you reckon the real critics thought of it? Sorry, thought of it.
I have no idea.
Well, been divided. Some online are saying this is the worst Pixar film, but according to Rotten Tomatoes, 78% of 214 critics are positive with an average rating of 6.8 out of 10. So most of the scores are in that sort of 3-3.5 star range. And on Metacritic, the weighted average has it as 61 out of 100 based on 55 critics. And on CinemaScore, this one has an A minus on the A plus to F scale, according to audiences that have seen the film very early on. Wayne, then, what did you think of Lightyear?
Well, I gotta say, Bolly, I wasn't actually jazzed necessarily to go see this. It's a cartoon.
You're not the animated person. Ironically, as the illustrator and artiste in this particular podcast, you don't like animated films.
Funny how life is. And in fact, Paul said, the reason we saw this one is because Paul said, yo, you got a choice of two.
I did.
You said, we can either review Lightyear or, and then he shows me some fucking horror movie.
Called Men. And Wayne was like,
eat my ass! Eat all the asses,
immediately.
Man.
I was like, Lightyear, bitch, all day long. And he's like, well, all right. So here we are. Having said that, I walk into the film. I'm like, oh, that's right, Chris Evans. And I saw this interview with Chris Evans where he said he was trying to get pitched by these two filmmakers to say, hey, will you do this film? And he's like, Tim Allen is Buzz Lightyear. What's going on here, right? And they said, no, listen. In the world of Toy Story, Andy, who has Buzz Lightyear toys, what film did he see to have a Buzz Lightyear toy from it? This is that film. And I'm like, oh. And he said, oh, that's cool. And it is cool.
Is it? Because I'm kind of like... You get the title card at the start.
They tell you that,
It tells you all that stuff. And I'm like, it's a bit weird the way this film looks given that Andy had this toy in 1995.
Yeah, you gotta.
I know I'm being a little bit technical to start things off here, but I'm like,
This is one of those things, concessions, you'll have to go, well, yeah, but who says the Andy toy world is actually set in a reality anyway? Maybe it's an animated reality where animation is way ahead. You know what I'm saying?
Could be true.
This is really, not that anyone cares, but like.
I was just like, it's a bit weird. Like, it's very convoluted to get to. We just want to tell this story about this character.
It's the best.
That is established in the Toy Story film.
No, it's confusing if you don't give them that, because if you...
No. My point is, had this just been a... Maybe I'm getting already to the crux of my review when I say this, you know, no bearing of the lead right here.
Yeah.
This film doesn't really need to be a Pixar film. This film might have been a better movie if it was just called Lost in Space 2.
Okay, so I understand why you said that. And yes...
The DNA is exactly the fucking same almost.
That's... kind of true.
Yeah.
Well, I will tell you this, though, okay? Overall, a Pixar film has to have they've made a run for their own back here. Because when you have a Pixar film, it's going up against Up and fucking, like...
You went to Up as your first?
Up is my...
It's going up against Toy Story 2.
Okay, fine. Pixar films, here's the thing that makes Pixar films as opposed to other... They make you cry, okay? That's what's going on here. You may not actually cry, but the moments in there hit you in the heart so hard that's what you remember about the film. And then the animation is just gravy. The beautiful story is just gravy. Because you have to have moments in there that tug at your heart, okay? That's why I believe parents go, they give it to kids. Kids remember them fondly. Lightyear is the artistry excellent. I thought it was beautiful.
Right? Yeah, it looks all right.
I mean, it's yeah. Chris Evans is a great Buzz Lightyear or whatever he's doing. He even sounds a little bit like Lightyear. And I enjoy the fact that that's Captain America. It did help me out. But I will say that in terms of the emotional stakes, though there was a scene I can actually point to where I'm like, oh, I did feel the tug at the heartstrings. It didn't quite get to the Pixar level of make me cry.
No.
That's what happened here. Okay, so it's good. I think it's good. And it's perfectly like enjoyable. I didn't get bored at any stage.
No.
I laughed at bits. The cat steals the fucking show.
Oh, fuck yes.
I fucking love that cat.
Sox is amazing.
I need a fucking robot cat.
Yeah, we actually, in the car on the way home, so I saw this one with my wife and my daughter. We all agreed we are prepared to give our two cats up to
replace one robot with Sox. Dude, those are the things that made me laugh. Because even when the cat thinks, his head spins completely around. Meow, 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 meow.
That was funny.
And that's so
And it
funny.
Never stopped being funny.
I know. That, and the cat saves their ass like... Four times. They're all dead without this cat.
Well, so to say nothing of the... Yeah, we'll get to the points.
Yeah, yeah. But that's it. So I actually think that, first of all, the cat gives 10 points easy. Adds 10 points. 10.
Yeah,
right?
If you took Cat out, who is by far the funniest character.
Beautiful, yeah.
And the most heartwarming and the one that you really do...
You love it with. So much. I love that cat. I was watching it going, I love him.
Otherwise, this film would be pretty average.
Yeah, the cat thing is... I'll watch a movie on his ass.
Can we now have a spin-off Sox movie,
Sox
please?
Sox cat. That's it. Straight up. So that's what's cool about that. I hated some characters in this film.
Hold that for
me. I know. So I'll say that. So like I say, yeah, it's good. It's worth watching. If you've got a kid or whatever, bring him her to that. Great.
Yeah, right? Sure. Well, actually, no.
Paul can tell you. Yeah, go on.
I think this film, its biggest problem is it wants to be two things at once, and it's not
what is that?
Brilliant at either one. It's okay at both.
Okay.
And that is, it wants to be this epic space adventure,
yep,
and it wants to be a Pixar film. It's not both. It's not either one. Well,
I'll say this to you. It's very grand in its scope, which I wasn't expecting. I was sitting there going, oh, this is going to be some, boop, 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 boop. Well, I don't know, fucking Buzz Lightyear cartoon toy movie.
Yep.
I said, oh shit, it's about life.
Yep.
It's actually about life. Now, that scope is very interesting and is very on brand for Pixar. So that I was not expecting and was pleasantly surprised because it's very bold, some of the shit it does.
You said Pixar films are about hitting you in the heartstrings.
Yeah, like, yeah.
I actually think that the genius of Pixar films over the decades now that we've had that production company making films is that it finds that great but very tiny niche where both adults are laughing at the humor and children are delighted by what's on screen.
Agreed.
This film doesn't hit that niche.
It only hits the delight niche, if you ask me.
Well, I actually think it's the other side. I think it's
really
better at the... Like, this is effectively... And I'll throw another name out here, Beyond Lost in Space. And I'm talking about the movie here, the late 90s movie.
Yeah, Joey from Friends. Yeah. Yep.
Not the TV show we've just had on Netflix. This is like a Nolan movie in where it goes, in a sense.
Yeah, no, it's like I said, it's grand. It's very
and
broad.
I don't think that works for small children. Like, my nine-year-old was asking questions about what does this mean and what does that mean? In a way that I don't think the best Pixar films, like Toy Story, need.
That's it. See, this is why, and I think I'm likely to like this more than you because I didn't have to satisfy my daughter, right? I'm sitting there as a 47-year-old man watching a film. And
cartoon
going,
film by myself.
Yeah, by myself. In a theater with like three other cunts.
Oh, only three people.
It was 6 p.m., man, on a Thursday.
Like, we saw the same session in Gold Class. It was full, not full, but it was two-thirds full.
Yeah, I can see how a normal session
and
would
they fucking forgot
kids.
Our ice creams and chocolate sundaes, and so I had to go out there because that's meant to come out halfway through.
Uh-oh.
I had to go out there with 25 minutes left and go, where are they? Oh, yeah, did you order the apple crumble? No. Oh, we'll go and check.
Fucking hell. That would have tempered your viewing. Absolutely.
Probably didn't help much.
No.
Because
no,
I had
no.
My daughter getting really annoyed that her ice cream hadn't arrived.
Hey, man, I would be annoyed that your ice cream didn't arrive. Hey. You know, so anyway, sorry. I don't know. I still like it more because it didn't... I look at this, what they're doing with it, and I'm impressed as an adult.
Well, that makes sense, though, because like I said, I think it's not great at a Pixar level, socks aside, whereas the best Pixar films occupy that perfect balance in the middle.
Yeah, I would agree.
That's my big criticism, if you will, of the film. Otherwise, as an adventure film, it's absolutely fine. It's probably pretty good.
No, I think it's good. Find a good.
I don't think it's funny enough. I don't think it's heartwarming enough. I think the message that it's conveying that, you know, you can't do everything on your own. You need to connect with other people in life is a good message, but it's a little bit simple almost for a Pixar film.
Yeah, look, this is... I'll agree with you on this point. Some people may want the heartstrings or the throng or the animation from the Pixar film. I actually go to learn things, Paul. I go to learn things. I learned a lot of things with Soul. I learned a lot of things with that. Coco, learned a lot about that one. This one didn't learn much, but agreed with them saying that, should we say? So I thought, well, this is a the theme is probably not strong enough. The vision is broad, but it's not hard-hitting enough. How does that make sense? It's not intense enough to actually bring it home with you.
And then there's some things as a hardcore Toy Story fan which didn't work for me in terms of this representation and what plays out in the Toy Story 2 in particular. One note I will emphasize in spoiler.
Okay, all right. I'm intrigued.
A spoiler for this. But look, otherwise, it looks pretty good. There's some good action beats in it. Few laughs, thanks mainly courtesy of Sox. I think Buzz himself is a little flat as a character, a little one note, and didn't really have a lot of... I wasn't really overly caring about him. That's the other problem I have with it. But,
go on.
You know, again, if your kids are probably older than my 9-year-old, so that 10 to 13 boy range, I reckon. Yeah. Because my daughter said three times before we went in there, this is a boy movie.
Oh, she said that?
Yeah. And I'm like, there are no such things. You're putting this on top of that. Doesn't need to be. Girls can love boys, space movies.
Yes.
Boys can love movies about Margot Robbie as Barbie. It's absolutely fine.
On this note, you are right to tell her that, but I have heard from two women about the two same movies which are boy movies. There's one, Swingers, is a boy movie.
Look, there are films that are obviously aimed at demographics.
Yes, but any girl who loves Swingers, I love that girl because that means it's very special, right? Two, Green Zone. Green Zone is a boy movie.
Can we just rewind that statement? Wayne really likes girls who like Swingers.
Don't know why I didn't see it. Slowing up. So, yeah. So, like I said, there are some. But, yes, please go on. That's interesting that she thought that, though, because this is a kid's movie, not a boy's movie.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I tried to convey to her. You don't have to like these. You can like whatever you like.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't be like, I don't want to try this because I'm associating that with what boys might do.
Mm. So, exactly. Mm. That kind of attitude would stop me from liking boy bands, for example.
Yeah. And know? Romantic comedies.
Exactly.
No.
Those are girl movies. No. All right.
Anyway, all right. So there we are. So Wayne, seems like you're a bit warmer on this than I am. I think so. The Negatron space, but we'll get the scores at the end after we get into spoilers on the other side of Jack.
You can't handle the truth.
Yeah, the truth is I wasn't ready for the fact that this suddenly does a bit of an up montage and Buzz goes through 62 years.
Dude, that's the thing about this
and
film.
Everybody he knows dies in that time.
Man, that is some heavy shit for a kid.
And that's heavy shit for a kid. But the funny part for me Buzz barely reacted. And this is what I'm saying. He's very flat as a character. Very one note. I just got to get the job done. I got to do this myself. I'm responsible for it because it was my hubris that put us in this place in the first place.
I will agree. If you come back from a mission after 4 minutes.
Yep.
And then you realize everyone's lasted four, like, wait.
You would be given a way more thought to whether I do this again.
Exactly. And then he goes and does it 40 times, yep. Right? So it's like,
well, he does it like, no, and then the last jump is 20, when it's successful, he does hit hyperspace with thanks to Sox's calculations over the subsequent 22 years or whatever he says. Now he flashes forward another 22 years or whatever it is into the future.
So whole generations have passed.
His best friend dies before that. It's his granddaughter that he's interacting with. But still, I'm like, you would be way more cut up than what Buzz is. And I know this is a kid's film, it's a cartoon or an animated film and whatever else, but still I'm like, he's coming across like a bit of an unlikable prat.
You're talking about when she left him the note, when he comes back and she's not there anymore as a hologram and whatever, right?
And that
he did cry.
Yeah, a tear.
Yeah, I know. But like the thing is...
then when he meets his granddaughter after all and he realizes, geez, everyone I've known is now dead, not just Hawthorne.
Yeah.
Everyone.
But that...
There's no pause. There's no like, oh, Jesus, what have I done?
Well, to me, the big fucking drop to your knees and sink and like kind of thing is when he realizes every time he does this is 4 years. He's like, wow, I just lost 4 years. This is like fucking Endgame. Like, you're like, what the fuck, man? I blipped. And so he's like, you know what I'm saying? So he'd be like, oh, okay, well, I got to do this and I know it takes 4 years. And so he's like leaving the cat alone for 4 years. Lucky it's a robot and doesn't get lonely, right? But that is where all of the holy shit, man, this is a big deal. But he's just back and forth. And then all of a sudden it's 80 years now, whatever, right? And I'm like, yeah, everyone you've known is dead. The girl is, you know.
The granddaughter,
everything. That, yeah, you're right. That probably should have hit him harder. But then again, at the same time, you can't have a scene where Buzz breaks into tears and all of a sudden there's this darkness in the middle of the movie.
No.
Not in a kid's film.
No, but you could have a scene where he goes... He reflects a bit more on, geez, what have I done to get here? Or at least there should have been a lot more discussion about before he gets back in the plane and flies for the first time after he realizes it's 4 more years.
Yeah, you know what?
Then we get a montage which just skips through all that stuff.
Remember the Incredibles where the dad character is captured and he thinks his family's dead and he's like, "What more did you take from me?" That's the note they should have hit here to make, holy shit, this guy's done. But then something makes him, maybe Sox, makes him go back to space, you know? And that's why it's,
Anyway, okay. No, I don't think we're picking. I think it's really important in the script. Yeah, and I think that's, and this is the main character we're talking about, the titular character.
Yeah.
So when it doesn't quite.
So the writing is a problem.
I found him to be eh.
A little disengaged.
Yeah, whereas by Toy Story, the end of Toy Story 2, or even
you
halfway,
care about everyone.
Buzz, you love. Like the first one, he's pompous and an idiot because he thinks he's real and he's not a toy. But by the end of that film, he knows his place and he's accepted it in Toy Story 2 and he's a great character.
Mm-hmm.
Same through 3 and 4. Here he's an arrogant asshole. Basically, who's very one note and fixated on fixing.
I think that's the problem. Yeah. Buzz Lightyear isn't likable enough.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think so.
And so now we get to, you were saying there were characters you didn't like, though. So I'm assuming this must be some of the support crew.
Yeah. Taika Waititi can go fuck himself. That character fucking sucks, man. He almost killed him like 4 times. I mean,
my God, there is no podcast in the world that has ever said that. We just lost any New Zealand listener.
No, Taika Waititi, I love. He's a great, he's a genius.
What do you mean his character is?
His character.
Right, okay, thank you for clarifying.
What's his fucking character? Whatever, right? So that.
Klutzy bit klutz.
Yeah, he fucks everything up and in ways that only a fucking dickhead would do. Like he'll drop shit and.
Mo Morrison is his name.
Yeah, he'll accidentally press buttons for fuck's sake. Who even does that? Like he'll, I was just moving and it fucked everything up, right? So I'm like, that actually annoyed me. So it took me out of it a little bit.
Yep.
Love the old whatever person. I couldn't tell if it was a
Darby.
Guy or a girl.
That's a
but
girl.
I don't know. It just seems like an elderly person, right? So that person was cool.
She's a she.
Yeah. That was awesome. I did not like the fact that at the end, you know, here's your crew of the most fucking elite motherfuckers in the world. No, I got my crew and it's these 4 cunts, right?
So I did like that. That was fine.
Really?
Yeah, because he's
been all shit. Fucking especially Taika Waititi.
But he's been to hell and back with him.
Yeah, but okay, and these if not three for cunts, them, he'd these be three dead. Cunts and not that motherfucker. I'd be like that. I'd be like, you can take this motherfucker, put him wherever you want.
More money, more problems.
That's right. I'll take one of your elites and swap out this dude.
So your best soldier. Kill that guy.
Yeah. He can live, just not near me. So, you know. That's the only problem I have with it.
Okay. So I didn't mind that the crew. Yes, he's a bit on the nose and goes a bit over the top, and I will agree. Did laugh a lot when he finally got to use the pen.
Oh, you knew that was coming.
Of course. They set it up way too hard. So when he's finally, it's stuck. We need something to pry open. And I'm like,
got a pen? Yeah.
Goes, oh, the pen! Yeah. And then the bit that made me laugh, I must have been out loud, at the very end when they got their new Buzz Lightyear uniforms, Ranger suits.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, there's no pen though. And then he goes and clicks on his arm. And this thing, which would be sticking right through his arm and out the other
makes
side,
completely no sense.
Comes out. What?
Who knows like? What the pens of the future are like for? Maybe they materialize. But yeah, this is, that's it. I think it's just that it had great goals, as you know, in terms of its like its scope, but it's, The vision was. I think you're right. It's fucking Buzz Lightyear wasn't likable enough. I like socks. I love socks.
Socks.
I want a socks toy. I hope they do some merchandise on that
there
motherfucker.
Will absolutely be a toy, Wayne. We'll sort you out for Christmas. All
if
right.
If it goes meow 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 meow, I'm fucking in. I'm in. All right. Don't even worry about it.
Can you imagine with one of those toys? You know, the ones that come out. You know, fucking sing a Christmas carol. Yep. If you move near it, yep. If did that every time you move to your song, meow, 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 meow.
No, I'll ask you. It has to connect to Siri and be like, hey, socks, what's the weather today? Meow, 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 23 degrees. That would be the shit, man!
Hey, you heard it, patented. You've heard
Pixar.
It here first.
Hit me up, man. I'll
Pixar,
be your product manager.
Apple, don't be fucking stealing that idea now.
Right, take you to market, okay? Don't worry about it. Just hit me up. All right.
Pendy. look, Zurg. Zurg comes in.
And
of course,
Zurg, yes.
Zurg is in the film, it's revealed to be Buzz himself in an alternate dimension / future where,
yes,
where he like, got back in the ship and flew off.
Yes.
Because, of course, in his future, Zurg hadn't landed because he's Zurg. Once you get into time travel, everything as we goes, have discussed, yes. Every single time travel movie, it gets really murky and the logic doesn't flow.
I think the idea here is that he initially comes back. Everyone treats him like a cunt. He flies off again.
Well, they try to arrest him.
That he starts, yes. Then he starts experimenting with the fuel and manages to.
I understand it all.
Yeah.
But in Toy Story 2, it's revealed that Zurg is his father.
Is that? I didn't even think about that. I didn't even
think
about
Toy Story. So I was like, hang on, what? Why would we play that note in Toy Story 2 if this is based on that?
Oh my God, Toy Story Superfan picks up a glitch.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I didn't know Zurg was his father.
I didn't know Zurg was in Toy Story 2. They're playing, at the end of number 2, they're playing, what do you catch or whatever. Go along, son. Okay, Dad.
Oh, well, in a way, he kind of could be his father.
No.
Not really. He's himself, just old. Yeah, it's a father figure.
Toy Story 2, it's just a gag for the Empire Strikes Back moment.
Exactly.
But still, why are we doing that there?
I think I have an explanation for you.
Here we go. I love Wayne's explanation. We desperately try to defend the film.
No. Just like Buzz Lightyear isn't actually Buzz Lightyear. He's a toy of Buzz Lightyear. Okay? and finds that out during the series of the films. Zurg is merely a toy of Zurg and does not have to reflect the relationship he had with Buzz in the original movie. Boom! There you go. There you
what
go, son.
What have I done to deserve
I'm telling you,
bullshit.
Motherfucker, that's how it is. No. That's how it is. Woody isn't really a fucking cowboy. He's Andy's toy. You know what I'm saying? So,
nevertheless, they based this toy and the toy line off this film. So
I reckon the writers and they go, hey, we're going to do this. And they go, oh, you can't do that. He's his dad. I'm like, listen, man, I'm having trouble with this fucking ending. I don't know how to make this meaningful. So let me be him, all the old guy. So, you know, that's how it'll be. But yes, I think that was that itself. I didn't see it coming. Not that I was thinking too hard. But I like that. It was interesting.
The only sort of crushing moment literally in the movie is where then old Buzz steps on his version of Socks, it's straight arrow, kills him, boom, gone.
Yeah, he did, didn't
like,
he?
Damn! I thought Socks was going to come up the bottom of his shoe and like be alive or some shit, but and then we would have got two Soxes.
Two Soxes.
Yeah, Soxes. Socks. Because plural Socks is sex. Socks.
No.
How dare you?
Yeah, that even the future like fucking Terminator 2 Socks was like, cool. Yes. I mean, it's the same thing. Like, it, I love it,
that motherfucker. Cough out the dart.
That how cool are the cat jokes of a furball being a dart and fucking oh that's so cool. That is so cool, yeah.
Was that dart meant for me?
But even the lying on the floor and the doing the cat thing where it's like it's just cute.
He's scratching his tummy.
Great character design, really.
Hey, don't break my robot. He likes it. Look, the other thing is, and we should mention the controversy around this film, Disney originally cut the scenes where Hawthorne marries a woman.
It's revealed to be
being a lesbian and marries a
have they?
Same-sex partner. Originally, they cut it. And then apparently it was a big, because they were worried that it wouldn't play and they'd lose money in other territories will not acknowledge / same-sex relationships.
I have heard from, maybe they were about to say this, from a Middle Eastern person.
Yeah, they don't. Yep,
it's not being released in
20
countries
around the world have banned this release as a result of that one scene.
Fucking ridiculous.
Unfucking
ridiculous.
To think in 2022 we still have to deal with that shit. Who fucking cares?
Not to be this guy, but it'll never change in the Middle East, so we shouldn't expect it. It'll never. It's been like that since the fucking Crusades, man.
I would agree with you if not for the fact that 700 years ago it's pretty different in Western culture too.
No, I'm making my point about the difference between Western culture and that. That has never changed.
Things have changed in the...
Fuck all, man. No, fuck all. Let's not get there, no. But fuck all, right? Trust me. Yes.
Yeah, disgraceful. Absolutely disgraceful. And apparently it took a bit of a revolt within inside Disney to basically fuck that shit. We should stand our ground. Fuck your profit line. And eventually the boffins, whoever approves final cut, put it back in.
I hadn't heard about this particular controversy. I'd only heard that it had been banned there, and I was like, fuck. Look, surely this is points for the lefties, am I right? Like, if Disney puts this in and damn the fucking torpedoes, that's a very brave and very
progressive move. Would have been even nicer if they never took it out in the first place, but still, it's progress.
They're the ones who approved the script put it in. Trust me, it was always in. You know what I mean?
Well, yes, that's not the story.
Yeah, but that's just studio politics, Paul. This shit happens.
Anyway, you are. That is our review of Lightyear, a fun space adventure, though, which may go over little kids' heads and probably does not hit that sweet spot in Pixar films where it's going to be really loved by everybody. That's the way I would summarize my review. Wayne, anything final to add before giving your score?
Well, with Socks, this gets to 57.
50 fucking...
Oh, sorry. 67.
Oh, God.
67.
I was scrambling for the Negatron
button.
Sorry, Con.
Yeah, 67, definitely.
Oh, I'm giving it a 63.
Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah, pretty good.
Pretty in lockstep there. I don't think... But if you were 57 and I was 63, I'm like, hang on, you've just sung the praises out of this fucking movie.
No, 67. I misspoke.
I'm Negatron. You just don't want to hear the fucking thing.
That's right. I'll just lie my ass off so a motherfucker don't use the damn soundboard.
All right, there you are. So get out, check out Lightyear. A lot of you are going to need to see this if this film is going to make anywhere near its money back, I would guess. Pixar ain't the sure thing that they used to be. Let's just put it that way.
Well, look, it's one bad misstep. What's the last one? Soul?
Did Soul get released straight to the streaming platform?
Yeah, I think it did, so it's a little bit hard. But
Turning Red, I haven't watched that one yet. My daughter said Turning Red's way better than Lightyear.
It's got boy bands in it, apparently.
Well, Wayne's
here. I got to check that shit out directly. So word. Oh, you know what else is the bomb?
I haven't even seen Luca. That's the other one that released straight to the streaming.
I've never even heard of that one. Yep. Apparently, Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers is the shit. Is it good? Someone told me it's good.
It's not as good as what you're hearing.
God damn it!
Oh, we'll get onto it. One of us will get onto it the next Top 10 Last, yeah, which is coming very soon. There you go. Something to follow up with there. All right, that's our review of Lightyear. What did you think? Did we get it right? Did we get it wrong? You can let us know via email at thecountdownpodcast@gmail.com. Just head on over to thecountdownpodcast.com, first draft website, for all the other links to our socials and Patreon, and where you can follow us on Podbean and the Facebook listening community, where we'll no doubt have a bit of a discussion about this film as well as some very, very cool people. Get involved. And that's it from us today. My name is Paul.
My name is Wayne.
And this has been The Soundboard.
Bitches leave.
We'll catch you next time. See ya.